because of the choice he made to send him to death. Pilate was a prefect in the Roman province of Judea. He was the governor of the province. Pilate's term as governor encompassed the time of John the Baptist's ministry and the time of Jesus' public ministry and crucifixion. Pilate, in this role, could be called to serve as judge. That's how we get to know him. He is the judge at Jesus' trial. He is the one who ultimately has the power to set him free or to crucify him. We, of course, know his decision. But the thing is, I feel bad for Pilate. More than that, I identify with Pilate. I almost want to let him off the hook. He's trying to do his job. He's up against an angry mob, and he's attempting to bring order back to the area. And Pilate tries to set Jesus free. He really tries. In the Gospel of Luke, Jesus is brought before Pilate by the Jewish leaders. They accuse Jesus of perverting the nation, forbidding Jews to pay taxes to the emperor, and that he claims to be king. Pilate, after asking Jesus if he is the king of Jews, declares that he finds no basis for an accusation against this man, that he is innocent. But the crowd will have nothing of that, and they keep declaring that he is guilty, that he stirs up trouble everywhere he goes. So Pilate decides to try something else. He learns that Jesus is a Galilean, and so declares that he isn't under his jurisdiction, and he sends Jesus to Herod. He makes him someone else's problem. Herod questions Jesus and mocks Jesus, but ultimately finds him innocent as well. So he sends him right back to Pilate. And again, Pilate is put in the hot seat. The chief priests and the people, they want Jesus sentenced to death. And Pilate declares once again that this man is innocent. Yet to please the crowd, he tells them that he'll have Jesus flogged before he releases him. But the people are relentless. They shout, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" So a third time, Pilate asks, "What evil has he done? I have found no ground for the sentence of death." A third time, the people demand that they want him killed. And the third time, the people prevail. Pilate gives in. The verdict is given, and Jesus is handed over to be put to death, to be crucified. I feel for Pilate. He really tried. Three times he said that Jesus was innocent. Three times he spoke back to the people who wanted him put to death. While Pilate is portrayed as violent and insensitive in historical writings, the Gospels only portray him as weak and cowardly. Pilate, instead of standing up to the crowds, does all kinds of delay tactics. He has a personal interview with Jesus. He sends him to Herod. He offers a flogging instead of death. But ultimately, he doesn't have the upper hand. He becomes a powerful coward. He gives in. Because what does it matter to him? The king of the Jews dying doesn't hurt him, and so he pleases the people. I feel bad for Pilate. He was just trying to do his job. He was trying to keep the peace. But the means don't justify the end. He puts an innocent man to death, and he does this knowing full well that it's wrong. But I feel bad for Pilate because I think that I'm often much more like Pilate than like Jesus. I'm more like Pilate than Jesus when I try to take the easy way out. I'm more like Pilate than Jesus when I've made decisions to please others, even when I've known they're wrong. I'm more like Pilate than Jesus when I put my own self-interest ahead of others and God. When I think about Pilate, I have to admit my own culpability in Christ's suffering and death. Just like the hymn, All Holy Jesus says, who was the guilty? Who brought this upon you? It is my treason, Lord, that has undone you. 'Twas I, Lord Jesus, I it was denied thee. I crucified you. Pilate is one of the bad guys of Lent. At the trial, both Jesus and Pilate are facing an ultimate test of their convictions. Jesus does not give in. He maintains composure and he follows the path set before him. But Pilate, who knows the truth, who knows Jesus is innocent, ends up giving in to the crowd. And history remembers both of these choices. Pilate will always be remembered as the one who sent Jesus to be crucified, the one that Jesus suffered under. Pilate's attempts to save Jesus don't let him off the hook. He gave in to power and self-interest. Pilate had the choice to follow one of two paths, to follow Christ or to follow Caesar, the things of the world. And we too are offered that choice again and again throughout our lives. And sometimes we'll choose our own interests, like Pilate. And sometimes we choose to bear the cross with Christ. But the good news is that we can extend grace to both Pilate and ourselves, because Jesus didn't just suffer under Pilate, he suffered for him as well. He suffered for all of us. And he was raised for all of us, so that we might have life and have it abundantly. Let us pray. Creator God, through these days of Lent, we have been seeking to follow you and to find you. In the discipline of praying and in the drudgery of caring, in whatever we deny ourselves and whatever we set ourselves to learn or do. Help us to discover you in our loneliness and in community, in our emptiness and our fulfillment, in our sadness and our laughter. Help us to find you when we ourselves are lost. Help us to follow you on the journey to Jerusalem, hearing the stories about your son, his journey, and the people he encountered along the way. Help us to follow you on the journey to Jerusalem, to the waving palms of the people's hope, to their rejection, to the cross and the empty tomb. Help us to perceive new growth amid the ashes of the old. Help us carry your cross to be signs of your kingdom. Amen.